guest of the day, Mix 94.7 KMCH. Here we are at 8:10 on a Monday morning. Samantha Wolf Cool sits next to me. How are you this morning?
I'm good, thank you.
Good to have you in studio with us. Okay, I've not been outside since when I walked in at 10 after 5 this morning. How is it out there?
Still cold.
Okay, still cold. Live weather right here on KMCH. At least the sun's out, so it looks kind of nice.
Yeah.
But let's think warmer thoughts. Let's go into the future. Coming up on March 4th, St. Mary's Gala in Manchester. Tell me all about it.
All right. Well, yes, March 4th is our annual event for the St. Mary's Gala, and it's one of the largest fundraisers for the St. Mary's School. And this year we have a theme. Well, we have a theme every year, mm-hmm. but this year's theme is actually hats and horses.
Okay.
So, of course, Kentucky Derby, ladies get your hats, you know, men get your bow ties and suspenders or whatever it is that you want to wear. But
will there be hats on horses outside the building as people walk in?
We haven't planned that, but thank you for the idea.
I know a guy you could call. Just have a bunch of horses out front with hats on.
There we go. Perfect.
Boom.
Loop that in. Wonderful.
Game changer.
There we go. Absolutely.
Now, this going on at the school then or at the church, or where is this taking place?
So we actually have it at the parish center. So
okay.
Of course, the church, the parish center, and the school are pretty much all connected right mm-hmm. there. So yep, so we have it at the parish center on that evening, and it starts at 5 o'clock. And this year, so with COVID happening, we kind of switched our silent auction to more of an online auction phase.
Okay.
And so with that, the online auction actually starts February 27th.
Okay.
And so that's on Monday. And then that actually goes all the way until noon on March 5th. And so once we get done with the online auction, that's something that everyone can participate in. We actually partner with Old Highway 20 Auction House, and they actually have the link for us on their website. We'll also have it on our website as well, but that's one thing where folks can go online and they can bid throughout the entire week on all the online mm-hmm. auction items that we'll have. And then after that, the night of the gala, we have several things that we have planned already. So that includes the social hour, that includes dinner, that includes the live auction, which of course you have to be at the auction.
Yeah, they work better that way.
Yep, yeah. You have to be at there at the live auction to actually bid on things. But then, of course, we also have a DJ afterwards.
And then Father Gabriel's going to read the winners of the silent auction after Mass on Sunday. He's going to be up there for like an hour and a half with 20 sheets of paper. And it's gonna be a 3-hour Mass is what it's gonna
be. Right, no, yeah. We would love to do that. Just kidding. No, we decided to, of course, once all the winners have been, when we finalize the online auction, mm-hmm. They can come and pick up their items from 1 to 3 p.m. that day.
Okay,
And so, that again, picking up at the Parish Center, but we have that blasted all over on our Facebook page and our online site and all that sort of thing.
Samantha Wolf, cool along with us this morning. St. Mary's Gala coming up on the 4th of March. Do you have some of the items, or do you know what a few of the items are? We can maybe whet some people's buying appetite?
Yeah, so we have, for the online auction, we have plenty of, like, gift baskets that are a wide variety of things. We also are focusing a lot on experiences for kids. So whether it's basketball, private basketball lessons, or volleyball lessons, those sorts of types of things. Those are also some things that we have as well on the online auction. But we are in full mode for gathering auction items. So this is also my plug to say, hey, if you have a donation in mind, let me know. And I'm happy to put that on our online auction as well.
What's the best way to get a hold of you then to do that?
So I'm happy to give out my cell phone
number. You can give the school number.
No.
I'm amazed how many people come in and give their personal cell phone number on the air. It's like, well, people are going to call you all the time now. You realize that.
That's fine. So if someone has a donation or if they want to volunteer to help us at some point, they can reach out to me at 563-608-3698 is my personal cell phone. So
hang on, let me get that last four numbers just in case I want to take a day off. I'll call you.
Call me.
You can come in and do this. No, I wouldn't do it. But give the number one more time, please.
So it's 563-608-3698.
This has got to be a labor of love. I mean, it's not easy to do an event, and especially having gone through COVID and then trying to relearn how to do stuff. How many people does it take to pull this thing off every year?
Well, it takes a village, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. But our main village really is a list of about 10 people who volunteer to put on this event every single year. Of course, we have additional helpers, but that's where this year we would love to see if we could have some additional help with that setting up and the taking down. So the setting up is Friday morning. The taking down, obviously, is Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
But then on Saturday, we would love to have some help during the gala. If folks want to volunteer during the gala, we have several different things that could be done just for, you know, an hour or two the night of the gala. If folks would like to help us with volunteering as well, we happily take volunteers.
Oh, yeah. So a social hour. There's a meal. Yep. There's, I'm assuming, dessert somewhere in there.
Of course. We cannot forget.
So you can't be a Catholic gathering without pie or donuts or something.
We got cupcakes and we got pies coming, oh, yeah. So it's going to be amazing.
What about tickets? Is it too early to get those, or how does that work?
No. So we actually have a deadline of February 10th for tickets. So if you're looking for tickets, again, you can actually do that online at our St. Mary's page.
Okay.
Or you can go to our Facebook page, and that takes you, there's a link that takes you to our website. Or you can reach out to the parish office. They have them as well. So again, I gave my cell phone so you can reach out to me and I'll happily take money for tickets. But we do have a max capacity. So once we sell out tickets, of course, there's no adding. So that's one thing where it's like, if you want to come, make sure you get your tickets now.
Now, let's say somebody who goes to church, but hey, we want to help, but we, you know, we spend winter time down in Arizona, or we're going to be out of town or something like that. How can they help you if they're not going to be there?
Awesome question. So if folks aren't able to attend, there's a 50-50 raffle that you can get, and that's something where you don't have to be present to win. And then, of course, we could just mail your check to Florida if that's where you're located at for the time being.
no, make them drive up and get it.
There we go. All right, drive up and get it. But and then we also have star sponsors. So if someone's not able to attend, we have various levels of star sponsors that we call out throughout this whole entire month. And then, of course, we give recognition at the gala and several other things between our Facebook page and our actual website page. So plenty of ways to donate that way for the star sponsorships. And then also that online silent auction where, again, you don't have to be at the gala. You can do it throughout the entire week. And if we need to make special arrangements for you to pick it up when you come back north from a winter down south, we can certainly
There's
do that.
There's a $20 a month storage fee, though, of course, paid right to the school. So
yeah, I'm sure my husband wants some of this gala stuff out of my house at some point.
Well, that was what I was going to ask you. If there's one thing, Samantha, that's on the list, like, I want to win this, be it the live auction or the silent auction, what would that one thing be?
Oh, man.
See, we got tough questions on you should have booked a Friday. We have easy questions
we
on
should,
Friday.
Yeah. So, well, at least on the live auction, we always have some sort of like big event. So, whether it's like concert, or, you know, we got a party bus with a concert, or if we've done like the boating, we always have some sort of boating package. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, that's something I'm like, okay. I like the boating packages.
So Mr. Wolfcool, if you're listening, she wants the boating package.
He'll be the one bidding for our family while we're at the gala anyway.
$12,000 for a weekend boat on Lake Delhi.
So perfect, right?
One more time, the website, if you've got it handy, and then the phone number, if you'll be so brave one more time, we can get people tuned in to you.
So the website is www.stmarysgala.com. Again, we also have the Facebook page, which is St. Mary's School Gala. And then my phone is 563-608-3698.
Thanks for coming in this morning.
I
would call you to help guest this show. If I take like a Friday off, I mean, you hit this button and that button and just talk.
There we go.
Or just play a song. That's all you got to do.
Perfect.
You could talk about the gala.
I could handle that.
Do it on Friday the 3rd. You probably won't be busy. So
no, not at all.
Thanks for coming in this morning. You're going to see her smiling face and learn more about the gala coming up on the 4th of March on our website, kmch.com.